Hello, this is Wildcard, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. You've been voting away on X, no matter how many times I say that, I'll never get used to saying it, but you've been voting away on X in a number of categories to pick the topics that you would like us to talk about today. We're very much at the wills of your democracy, but we have some exceptions to that. But everybody that is on the show today has got a wildcard in their back pocket that they can play at any point to talk about something else if they just don't like what you're interested in, and that's absolutely fine. With a wildcard in their pocket, I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Neil Docking, I've got Mike Kearney, and I've got Adam Smith. I'm Amelia Bonner. Hello. So let's dive straight in, shall we, with LFC. And your options were Dominic Szoboszlai, the midfield against Newcastle, or how many more signings? And everyone wants to talk about Szoboszlai. Josh, tell you what, it's a breath of fresh air, isn't it? It's nice to be entering a new season. It's nice to be feeling positive. It's definitely not how I thought I was going to feel at points in the summer transfer window. I didn't think I'd be feeling this buoyed and excited already. I think not only is he brilliant, but it's a real point of difference that he's not just replacing what we had in midfield, but it feels to me like he's adding an extra dimension, and that's what's making me feel so hopeful.
Yeah, definitely. He's a massive upgrade on what we had before. If you think about the idea that, Jordan Henderson was previously playing that role, and it's absolutely no disrespect to what Henderson brought as a footballer, if anything. He was probably a little bit underrated as a footballer, but he found himself in that position last season in this new formation because he's tactically flexible above any of the sort of the things that you need to excel in that position, being of any of his real strengths. And I think you're seeing that now with Szoboszlai. Obviously it's early days, but the early signs we've seen have been so promising of him. And it's nice, isn't it? Like you say, it's nice to be going into a new season sort of feeling positive about the footballers that you do have. But it sort of reminds you that, we can all get caught up in the transfer stuff, and it feels like it, can almost be really depressing at times, such as is the discourse around it. But it's also quite nice to be excited about new footballers and new energy in a squad. And if that's what it feels like, Szoboszlai and McAllister really have brought, and I'm so excited that we'll get to see them, both again at the weekend, because obviously McAllister's suspension being overturned. But I'm so ready to see Szoboszlai play again. I'm so ready to start seeing him score goals for Liverpool, because I think there's going to be plenty of that to come. And yeah, just so sort of, positively reassured by his performance against Bournemouth at the weekend, because I expected big things from him. I thought it might take him a little while to settle. I thought there'd probably be a bit of sort of, hit and miss times with him, and maybe that is still to come. We can't sort of ramp up the expectation from this point too much, but the early signs are that he's a really, really solid and purposeful footballer.